Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
This is the Budget Minded Traveler Podcast, episode number one.
Welcome to the Budget Minded Traveler Podcast, your source for the tips and tactics that will inspire and equip you to travel the world. And the best part? It won't break your bank. And now, the Budget Minded Traveler herself and your host, Jackie LaLanen.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the first episode of the Budget Minded Traveler Podcast. My name is Jackie LaLanen, and I'm the host of this podcast, and I'm also a travel blogger over at thebudgetmindedtraveler.com. And all of these things are still a little bit crazy for me to be saying, because at this time last year, I didn't even have my travel blog launched. And now the fact that I'm doing a podcast as well kind of just boggles my mind. But it's very exciting, and welcome. I'm so glad that you're here tuning in. Thank you so much. And if you haven't heard of me or my blog before, I invite you to go check it out. There's a lot of info on there for travelers and budget travel specifically. So, and all about me as well, if you want to know a little bit more about me. So again, it's thebudgetmindedtraveler.com. And in this first episode, I just want to introduce myself a bit and my mission as the Budget Minded Traveler, and also, give you a bit of an idea of what you can expect from this podcast and from me. And I figured it was appropriate to start with my story, because I think if you're listening to me, you should probably get an idea of why I know these things and the basis for my sharing of this information, and how I became a travel blogger and author and podcaster in the first place. So here we go. I'm 29 years old, and I currently live and play in Bozeman, Montana. And I have been doing a lot of extensive international traveling for the last 11 years or so. And for me, it really started when I was in high school, and I used to go on mission trips to Mexico with my youth group every spring break. And by that time, I was already in love with studying Spanish. So these week-long trips really ignited in me a passion for traveling. And eventually, I declared Spanish as my major and decided to study abroad my second year in college. And I moved to Costa Rica at age 18 so that I could accomplish my goal of becoming fluent in Spanish. And something happened on the first day that I feel like I should tell you about. I remember our descent on the plane into the Central Valley of Costa Rica for the first time. And I remember feeling a sudden overwhelming anxiety of moving my entire life to a place that I didn't really know anything about. I really hadn't given it a whole lot of thought or done a lot of research. I just knew I wanted to study abroad. And so I signed up and I went. And here I was realizing that I was going to live there for the next academic year, and there definitely wasn't any turning back at that point. And I wasn't having a panic attack. It was just sort of hitting me that, you know, this is it. So then after we landed and got out and, you know, I met my incredible host parents for the first time, we left the airport and they started driving me away from all the other students I had just met on the plane and ahead towards my new life, what would be my life for the next year. And I was listening to them trying to orient me with their awesome Costa Rican accents and just taking in my new surroundings. And I was hit with this another sudden overwhelming feeling, but it was comfort. And it kind of amazed me that of all the possible things I could be feeling within the first half hour or so on the ground in Costa Rica, I was so comfortable. I felt like I was already at home, and I knew that something about the situation was just right. And I really, at that point, I had no idea how much that year abroad would change my life. Not only did I completely accomplish my goal of becoming fluent in Spanish, but I also totally fell in love with the people and the culture, the country, the dancing, the food, and especially the life-changing world of travel that I had discovered. And I was hooked. After that year in Costa Rica, there was no way that I could go back to the life that I had been living before as a college student in Reno. I had just changed too much. And so I moved to Montana for the first time to live with my big brother. And I ended up randomly taking Italian lessons from a local here who was offering classes. And of course, I was inspired all over again to study abroad. And so I figured out my schedule with school, and that's what I did. The next year, I moved to Turin, Italy for another academic year abroad. And it pretty much snowballed from there. After having spent those 2 years abroad in Costa Rica and Italy, I finally graduated and started doing some long-term backpacking trips, alone and with friends. And the greatest part was that I didn't have to return to school. And I certainly love that freedom. I've traveled through all of Central America, most of Europe, some of Southeast Asia, and a bit of South America. I found time to study abroad in Brazil and actually learn Portuguese, and also move back to Italy for 6 months in there. So basically, when it comes to travel, I can't get enough. I love to explore, and I'm addicted to educating myself through experiencing foreign cultures. And because of this frequent international travel pattern that I've created, and the fact that I've been to a lot of places that Americans specifically like to travel to, I've become a resource for all things travel to everyone that I know and all their friends. And I get questions like where to buy a backpack, or how to get a visa, how to get the best deal on flights. That's a big one. Packing help, itinerary help is huge, and everything in between. And I really love talking about travel individually with all these different people. But one day in 2010, the light bulb came on and I started writing my book. And last September in 2013, I published it. It's called The Aspiring Traveler's Handbook, a preparation guide to international travel. And it's a step-by-step guide to planning an international trip. It has everything from how to choose your destination wisely, to how to get a good deal on a flight, to how to pack, to how to stay safe abroad, to what to do with your cell phone, and everything in between. And it has most of the answers that a new traveler is looking for, and then some. And I've gotten some really great feedback from more experienced travelers too. So I think anyone could really get something out of it if they're looking to travel, especially on a budget. And the other thing that happened in 2013 is that I launched my travel blog, thebudgetmindedtraveler.com. And the blog is meant to go hand in hand with the book. It's kind of my ever-evolving platform for expanding on the subjects in the book and then introducing a lot of others. And I started the podcast to parallel both the book and the blog, and to introduce a new element of interviewing other inspiring budget travelers, just to be another resource of information for people if they're looking for anything travel related. And my ultimate goal is to inspire and equip other people to travel abroad, because way too many people think that it's only for the rich, or that you have to have a lot of money to make it work. So I'm going to start off really kind of transparent for you. I'm going to tell you something honestly right up front. Between my husband and I, our 2013 income, total income, came to a grand total of $24,000. And that's combined. And also in 2013, we spent a month in Asia. I spent a week in Nicaragua. He spent a week in Canada. And we traveled for 2 weeks in Europe. And we're starting 2014 with plans to go to Mexico for about a month and a half. So if that doesn't make you believe that travel can happen on a budget, I don't know what will. It's my mission to make you believe that you can travel if you want to, regardless of how much money you have. And I'm going to get more into that subject specifically in episode 2. So I'm hoping that through the podcast, I'll be able to inspire people to travel and give them the tools that they need to make it happen. So if you want to find out how I am able to possibly travel the world as much as I do with as little income as I have, and learn how to apply this type of budget travel to your own life, you're in the right place. And my niche is specifically budget travel because as I was finishing up my book and starting my blog, it really became apparent that spending as little money as possible was the underlying theme throughout the entire book. And it became obvious to me that my budget was my highest priority. And since I'm, you know, a very budget-minded person in travel and in life in general, I became the budget-minded traveler, and being on a budget will continue to be an underlying theme throughout this podcast. All right, so that's my story. It pretty much sums up what I'm doing here today. And now I want to talk a bit about what you can expect from me in this podcast in the future. I'm hoping to provide you with a new episode about every 2 weeks, and I'm also hoping that that is at some point going to become every week. So I'm really hoping to be able to get that down to every week, but I'm going to start a bit conservatively since this is my first go at podcasting, and we'll start with every 2 weeks. So look for that in the future. I plan to publish a mix of solo episodes where it'll just be me providing you with specific tools and tricks of the travel trade, including how-tos of every kind, like the ones I already mentioned, how to find the best deal on a plane ticket or how to pack for specific seasons or destinations. And some of the episodes are going to be dedicated to specific countries, like what's the best time of year to go, what you should expect, what your budget should be like, what there is to do there, etc. And there's going to be lots of other relevant travel topics in there as well. And I also, like I mentioned before, plan to do interviews with other travelers who have advice to share about specific topics or simply about how they're able to travel on a budget as well. And as long as everything goes to plan, I also hope to take you on the road with me as I travel, recording podcasts from all over the world whenever I feel inspired to share something with you or feel the need to interview someone whose travel experience just has to be shared. And I'm also going to dedicate some sessions to specifically answering listener questions. So if you already have an idea of something you'd like me to cover on this podcast, please let me know. You can contact me on my blog. You can go over to thebudgetmindedtraveler.com/podcast. And there's a specific contact form there for you to contact me about the podcast. And you can come by on Facebook, facebook.com/thebudgetmindedtraveler, or find me on Twitter at budgetmtraveler. Okay, I think I have just made it through my first podcast episode. So that pretty much sums it up for today. I hope I've left you with a good sense of what I'm all about and what my mission is through this podcast as well as my blog. So again, feel free to say hi on the blog. Let me know if there's anything I can do for you or any questions I can answer for you on the podcast. And thanks again so much for tuning in today. I can't wait to see you in the next episode. Thanks. Bye. Oh,